Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, Beck, you're going first. What did we miss in the last 7 days? And you're going to play catch-up for us.
Well, a serial shoplifter nicknamed Stephen the Seagull is a grocery store's most wanted after stealing $600 worth of chips after working out the automatic doors.
No. Yep. $600 worth of potato chips.
Yeah, so he's Stephen. He's been caught on camera stealing bags of mini cheddars. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
And then he's seen making a run for it out of the store.
What?
Yep. So staff,
doesn't even fly.
No, he just runs. Staff have been trying to catch him, but it's been too late. He scurries off down High Street, leaving staff once again helpless.
That is hilarious.
They spoke to like customers. They're like, oh yeah, he does it all the time. Like they've all
comes
seen
in,
it.
Steals it.
Sometimes up to 3 times a day.
No.
Yep. His favourite is tangy cheese Doritos he's often seen with.
How does he even get into the packet? Like he just pecks away at it.
I assume so.
What a fascinating girl.
It is thought that Stephen has stolen around 17 kilos of food from them. So like $600, it's in a year. But it could be, they think it could be much more.
Possibly, it would be the same seagull, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
they're like normally, but they learn off each other. They're quite smart.
No, but they're pretty sure.
They're pretty sure it's,
the same one. And everyone keeps seeing Stephen do it. He's quite cunning. He waits for the doors to open, then re-emerges inside the store for a brand new packet of chips.
Is this in America? Where is this from?
It's in the UK.
Wow. Sneaky UK seagulls, eh?
Yeah, can't trust them.
There's this one spot in New Zealand, Kaikoura. And if you have fish and chips or anything for that matter, and this one lookout, they'll take it straight from you.
Really?
Yep. So we didn't realize this, and we were there as a family traveling down south, and we were parked up looking out, overlooking the ocean, and it had our windows down halfway. The seagull comes in.
Into the car.
Will take it out of your hand and bail.
What?
It was freaky.
That's scary.
But it's just that spot's known for it.
So everyone knows, eat in your car, or don't take food at all.
But people go there now because it's like, oh yeah, the seagulls will come straight, take it straight out of your hands. So
yeah.
People wind down the windows, poke their hand out and put all sorts on there.
Oh no.
Seagull comes past, picks it up and like, you're creating the problem.
You're perpetuating the issue. Once when we were in Bali, we went to one of those like monkey forest things.
Yeah.
And those monkeys will steal so much from you. Came past, stole my whole packet of nuts.
Is this an Ubud?
I can't remember where it was. It was when I was like 12.
No, they're all the same.
Yeah, but just quickly, what's an animal stolen from you?
True.
Just want to know if the animal's stolen anything from you. I told you the story about a seagull stealing chips from a grocery store. Just wanted
clever
to know
girl.
If any pets stolen anything from you.
And Shani got in touch. My husband had a kookaburra take a chicken drumstick from his hand just as he was about to take a bite from it. Oh, he chased it down. Until he got it back and then threw it in the bin.
He's like, I'm not having this now, but you can't have it either.
That's brilliant.
This is another one. Mee Lee said, my dad, when he was in university, took his lunch out of his bag and a kookaburra took it out of his hand.
I wonder if this is all the same university, because when we got married at UWA, there was a kookaburra that was stealing all the food on the grazing table.
Oh, really?
Yep. Everyone would grab something and then he would swoop down, take it off them.
No.
Yeah, it was quite funny. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of money that we spend on the grazing board. But
yeah, but,
it's okay.
You know, at least the kookaburra was fed.
Yes, at least he was fed. Hey, keep them coming. 0429 985 985. What's trending? You might have missed this because it happened today. Britney Spears got married.
She did.
I mean, she's been married before, back in 2004.
Didn't that get annulled?
Yes, 55 hours afterwards.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, it was very short and over. Done, dusted.
And then she married Kevin Federline.
Oh, so this is a third
marriage, yep.
Oh, I didn't even know that. So this time around, she was set to get married, but 3 hours at her house as well.
Yep.
Invited lots of guests. 3 hours beforehand, her first husband, Jason.
Yeah, Jason Alexander.
Oh, you're good. Whoa, are you
no,
a
it's
Britney
because,
fan?
Not really.
You know yourself. I'm like, you're not even looking at notes.
No, but his name is the same as the Seinfeld guy.
Oh,
so
I
that's
see.
Why I remember.
Okay, so I won't get you to finish the story.
No, I don't know anymore.
So 3 hours before she's getting ready, he breaks in. And then security breaks into the home. The security are like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, no, I'm invited. She wanted me here. I was her first love, and so she just wants me here for support. I'm like, yeah, that's That's your cover?
What? You're not on
your
the list, mate.
Your ex-husband, yeah. You're not there.
So he gay-crashed it.
He gay-crashed it. More than that, he actually got inside and was looking for her. Security kept asking him to leave, and eventually the police were called. Security had to tackle him and drag him out. But the whole thing was live-streamed.
Oh, really?
So he had it on his phone, and he was showing everyone. Everyone was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, go away. So, yeah, you might have missed that. But wow. I thought, he gate-crashed. I personally don't know anyone that's gate-crashed a wedding.
No, me either.
Or I don't know anyone that's had someone gate-crash a wedding.
No.
Like their wedding. However, I want to put it out there.
Okay.
Gate-crashes. Whether you were the gate-crasher or someone gate-crashed your wedding.
Yep.
If you've got a story, I would love to hear from you. 9313-0985. Surely, I mean, there's a name out there.
For gate a reason. Crasher, is right? there for re- And isn't there like a wedding crashes or something like that? There's a movie about it.
Right?
Don't know if it's entirely appropriate, but...
Janet got in touch when I was a kid. I went to the old Jandakot Wildlife Sanctuary and Emu picked my cucumber out of my sandwich from over my shoulder. At least he knows what he wants.
I do not like emus at all.
They're terrifying. They're huge.
They are terrifying. And you were talking about the kookaburras at UWA, and Mandy said the kookaburras, I've lost it. Where the kookaburras at UWA are brutal. They sit watching you and waiting until you put food in your mouth, and then they swoop.
Yeah. I tell you what, those things are dangerous. Move along, kookaburra. Move along.
And is it Cecilia is telling us about rats have eaten all the beetroot. Stinky rats.
That's annoying. After you spend all that time fertilizing, you water the garden, they start to grow, and then a rat comes and takes all your produce. Oh, so annoying.
And a last one from Dana. While on a mission trip in Cambodia, we took the kids from the orphanage to a waterfall and left our lunch packs in the back of the truck. And when we got back to the truck, a monkey was in there eating our lunch. We couldn't get it out as it hissed at us every time we got near.
Doesn't matter what the animal is. They always hiss.
They hiss.
Yeah.
My
learn and do something else.
One of my kids hisses at us.
Oh.
When we're telling him off, Maren has given us a call. Maren, what did an animal steal from you?
It was actually not the animal that stole. It was the wedding crashes I was responding to.
Oh, okay. Didn't think we were going to get any callers on this, but okay. I look forward to it. What happened?
In some ways, it's kind of a cross between the two. My wedding reception was crashed by a dolphin.
What? Where did you have the reception?
On the Woody Island boat in Esperance.
And did it jump on the boat?
Didn't jump on the boat, but it did follow us around the bay, which was a lot of fun.
It stole the show. You're like, look at me, I'm in my dress. And everyone's like, but the dolphin.
Dolphin.
Hey, thank
you so much, Maren.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.